The topic of the second part of the daf was this machloikis between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, which discussed a situation where somebody went over to somebody. First case was there's a yid that's living on a piece of property, and then someone comes and he's ma'arer and he says, this piece of property that you're on right now, this piece of property belongs to me. The machzik said, it's true that it belonged to you, but right now it belongs to me. I purchased it from you. Bahashtar, and he pulled out a shtar. Amale. So the Ma'ara told the Machzik, this shtar is a shtar zayfahu. The shtar is mezuyif. I don't know. You're coming to me, you're telling me that you bought it with this shtar. The shtar is mezuyif. So the Gemara says, Goch and Lachash Leila Rabbi. He whispered into Rabbi's ear, in shtar zayfahu. Miu shtar ma'al yahavali. It's true the shtar is mezuyif, but you should know I had a good shtar. And that shtar got lost. I said, you know what? If I show up to Bezna with a shtar, maybe this guy will take me a little bit more seriously. He'll be a drop intimidated. And as a result, maybe I'll get places. I pulled out this shtar, but I'm asking, the shtar is mezuyif, but you should know I really had a good shtar. Rabbi heard the taina. Rabbi sent gevaldik. Maloy l'shaker, yiboy amalei shtar ma'alyahu. If he wanted, he could have said the shtar is a shtar ma'alyahu. And as a result, he is going to be believed with amigo. Rabbi Yosef said, no, I'm my son, because I shtar, chas ba'alma, which in English means he's not going to be believed with amigo. Then the Gemara repeated this machloikis Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, not in the context of Cheskes Habatim, but in the context of a loan. Similar case, where somebody went over to someone else and he said, you owe me money, here's a shtar. He told him the shtar is mezuyif, and then the malva was gochen lachash le'le Rabbi. He said, it's true, the shtar is a shtar mezuyif. However, you should know, I had a real shtar ve'irchis. Rabbi said, he didn't have to be so honest. As a result, he's believed with a migu, and the halach is that he's going to be able to collect. Rabbi Yosef said, amai somchsa hai shtar chas ba'almu, and as a result, he's not going to be believed with a migu. So really, what is the machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef and our sugya? Is he believed with a migu, this guy? That he didn't have to be so honest. He didn't have to say that the shtar is a shtar mezuyif. Or is he not believed with amigo? So here's the question. What is the svaras hamachloikis? Whether or not he should be believed with amigo, or he should not be believed with amigo? Or better, what really is the svara of Rav Yosef, who holds that he's not believed with amigo? Rabbi says he has amigo. Okay, we're all familiar with the concept of amigo. We know Rabbi Chanan's Chakira, his Migu a Ka'echataina, his Migu a Namonis. We know Migu has a lot of limitations, but there's an idea called Migu. So Rabbi is very clear. Rabbi says he has a Migu. This might not be the easiest Migu in Shas, but at the end of the day, he has a Migu. Rabbi Yosef says, Amai Somchas, Ahai Shtara, Ahai Shtara Chas Baalma, very, very ambiguous language. So it's just to cut through all the language. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yosef, why is this person not believe with amigo that he didn't have to be so honest? So you know who asked this kasha? Toysa asked this kasha. It's the top toysa and daf lamed beis amed beis. Teimo. The lehemne b'migu di'i boi amashtar ma'aya. Toysa is asking on Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, why is this person not believe with amigo that he could have said that he had a good shtar? Now it's a little bit interesting because when you learn this toysfas, it sounds like toysa is asking Rabbi's kasha, right? Usually you have a machloikis, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi says like this, Rabbi Yosef says like that. Kum toisvis, teima. He has some other problem. Teima, the lehemne b'migu di yomar shtarim al yuhu. Isn't that what Rabbi said? And Rabbi Yosef responded. He said, hai shtara chaspa ba'almuhu. And as a result, you don't have a migu. Now, what exactly Rabbi Yosef means, I'm not sure. There's a hard rashbam here. I'm also not sure, by the way. And if that's what Tosfos means to ask, like what's Pshat in Rav Yosef, then Tosfos should have said that. Tema, I don't understand the words of Rav Yosef. But Tosfos Keilu is on Decking America. Yeah, that's Rabbi's kasha, and obviously that's something that Rav Yosef has to explain. Either way, the pashtus is, that's really all Tosfos is asking. Tosfos is saying, I don't understand at the end of the day, Poshup shot in what it is that Rabbi Yosef is saying. It says Tosfos, Veteretz Ribera Mordechai, also known as the Rivan. The loya mina migu lohoitzi mamen. That you want to know why the migu doesn't work in our sugya, it's because it's a migu lohoitzi. And everybody knows, migu lohoitzi loya mina. So you want to have a migu to schlep something out of somebody? That's not something that you're allowed to do. Now, the truth is, let's think about this for a second, going backwards. What was the second case? The second case was where somebody goes over to someone and he pulls out a shtar. You owe me money. The guy says, the shtar is mezuyif. He says, yeah, it's true, the shtar is mezuyif, but you should know I had a good shtar and I lost the shtar. He has a migu, he didn't have to say that. As a result, you want to say that, oh, I have a migu, I didn't have to be so honest, so in Melu, you owe me money. Oh, that's a migu lahoitzi. That's textbook migul ha'itzi. The malve has a migul. They didn't have to be so honest that the shtar was a shtar mezuyif, and as a result, he's going to be mitzi mamon. Zok taisme, zok derivam. It's a migul ha'itzi, and migul ha'itzi lo yaminun. But the first case is a little bit tzarich bir, right? Why is the first case a migul ha'itzi? Who had the migul in the first case? It's the machzik that had the migul, right? The ma'ara goes over to the machzik. What are you doing in my property? He says, it's my property. I bought it. Here's the shtar. The shtar is mezuyif. Sure, it's mezuyif, but you should know I had another shtar. Zok derabis, believe it or migul. Says Tosis, you want to know why Rabbi Yosef held it? It's not believe it, amigo, because it's a migul. It's not a migul ha'itzi. Who's sitting on the property right now? The machzik is sitting on the property. So Zok Tosis, umasha hu machzik bekarki. You're going to tell me that Pshan Rabbi Yosef is that it's a migul ha'itzi lo yamrina, and that will explain the case of Zuzi. But how are you going to explain the case of Ara? Isn't he at the end of the day muchzik bekarka? Zok derivam, no, ain't a klum. It's not true. The karka becheskas baleh kaima, because karka is always becheskas baleh, and being that karka is always becheskas baleh, so at the end of the day, the machzik is considered the moitzi, and that's why according to Rabbi Yosef, migul ha'itzi lo yamrina. What does Tais mean to say? Tais means to say the raid that we spoke about 2 days ago, the mavoy to chesk sabata. Tosis means to say that it's true when it comes to metaltalin, who's considered the muchzik? The person that's physically holding on to the metaltalin. But when it comes to karka, who's considered the muchzik? The marikama is always considered the muchzik. And who is the marikama? The ma'arer is the marikama. So Zog Tosis, the machzik has a migu to take it from the marikama. It's a migu lahoitzi. A migu lahoitzi lo yaminon. So pshat in Rabbi Yosef says Tosis is that Rabbi Yosef holds migu lahoitzi lo yaminon. It's a migul ha'itzi in the case of the milva. That's pasha. The malva wants to be moitzi mamon from the leiva with a shtar based on a migul. You can't take money out of someone. Migul ha'itzi la'imrin. And even in the case of cheskas habatim, where the machzik wants to maintain the property based on a migul, that's also going to be a migul ha'itzi because he's taking from the marakama, and by karka, the muchzik, quote unquote, the one that has the cheskas mamon is not the person that's literally in the karka, unless he's been there for 3 years already. Who is considered the muchzik? The muchzik is considered the marakama. And being that the marakama is the muchzik, so mamon of shach, it's going to be a migul ha'itzi. Agishmaketosis. Demis is, there's the rest of the story to this toisves. And the rest of the story plays itself out on a very famous daf in Chas, Bava Metzia daf Beis Hamad Aleph. Tois over there also brings this riva. And Tois over there asks the other way. And that is, Rabba holds that Maloi L'Shaker Iboi Amale Shtarim Al Yehu. What happened to Migul Ha'itzi Lo Yamrina? I mean, Tois over here is asking that L'Chaira, what's Pshat Rav Yosef? Why doesn't he have a Migul? And for Toisvis, because it's a Migul Ha'itzi. Okay, so Rav Yosef just hit the ball over the net. Rabba now has to explain his position. Rabba, it's a Migul Ha'itzi. So how could you say that there is a Migul? What happened to Migul Ha'itzi Lo Yamrina? Now the truth is, before Toisvis, above Metzia, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, on that Toisvis, on Daf Beis, Rabbi Kiva Eiger and Gilyan Ashas sends you to another Toisvis above Metzia. This is Daf Kuf Teh Zayin Amud Aleph. This is mamish, like real first Seder. Where Toisvis on Daf Kuf Teh Zayin Amud Aleph is discussing the halacha of Migul Ha'itzi. And listen to a lashon of Toisvis. Quote, Umiyu, Lamanda Omar Becheskes Habatim. The Amar Migul Ha'itzi Lo Yamrinan Tzarech Lo Yamar Kepir Shabein Utam, etc., etc. Tosfos Ki'ilu made it sound like there's two shittas, whether Migul Ha'itzi Yamrinan or Migul Ha'itzi Lo Yamrinan. Where does Tosfos have this machloikis? Tosfos has this machloikis in Perek Cheskes Habatim. Zokrab Kiva Eger, where in Cheskes Habatim is there a machloikis, whether Migul Ha'itzi Yamrinan or Migul Ha'itzi Lo Yamrinan? It's machloikis Rabban and Rabbi Yosef. Because Tosfos brought from the Rivam, what's Pshana Rabbi Yosef that holds that you don't say Migul, it's Migul Ha'itzi Lo Yamrinan? Aye, if that's the case, so what's Pshana Rabba? Why does Rabba say, yeah, Migul? Oh, the Teretz, since Rabba must hold Migul Ha'itzi Yamrinan. And that's this Tosfos second to last line on the Amid in Daf Kuf Teh Zayin Amid Aleph here in Masechtas Bava Metzia, where it's Mavur in Tosfos that it's really a machloikis whether Migul Ha'itzi Yamrina, Migul Ha'itzi Lo Yamrina. So Zoktab Kiva Eger, you want to know what's Pshan and Rab? Rabba holds Migul Ha'itzi Yamrina. In other words, the machloikis Taka Rab and Rabbi Yosef, whether Migul Ha'itzi Yamrina or Migul Ha'itzi Lo Yamrina. So throughout Shas, everyone knows Migul Ha'itzi Lo Yamrina. It's not so poshit. You have to know this Gilyan Ashas in Bava Metzia, Daf Beis Amid Aleph, not so favarfin, who stells to a Tosfos in Kuf Teh Zayin Amid Aleph in Masechtas Bava Metzia, where Tosis learns up that really there's a machlekes amiram, whether migul hoitzer mina, migul hoitzer loy mina, it's a machlekes rabbi Rav Yosef. It's actually interesting because if you look at that Tosfos on Kufta Zayin Amid Aleph, umiul man da amar becheskes abatim da amar migul hoitzer, so the Maseres Hashas says, where's this man da amar? Bava basra daf mem dalet. Kveger obviously thought that it wasn't Bava Basra Daf Mem Dalet, he thought it was Bava Basra Daf Lamed Beis. If you have some of the fancier, newer Gemaras, so there's a little Ois Vav that says, not Mem Dalet, but Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, which of course is based on this Rav Kiva Eger and Gilian Hashas. But the bottom line is, you want to know what's Pshad in Rav Yosef, I Migo, Migo Lhoitzele Amrinan, Ayo Bazai, what's Pshad in Rabba? The Territ says, Rabba holds Migo Lhoitzele Amrinan. So Machlik is Rabba Ram Yosef, is whether Migo Lhoitzele Amrinan or whether Migo Lhoitzele Tosfos himself on that base of Amid Aleph says a different teretz. Tosfos says that it could be Rabbi Be'etzim holds Migul Lahoitzi Loyamrina. But this Tosfos is better than a regular Migul. And the reason is because this Migul is a Migul di Ibai Shasak. Your classic Migul is that you're saying good, but you could have said better, right? You tied it X, you could have tied it Y. That's always a good Migul. That is a Migul. But really, there's another level of Migul which is better, and that is, you tied it X, if you wanted, you could have just been quiet. And had you said nothing, you would have won. That's a better Migul, says Tosfos. And being that over here, the person could have been Shasik, and he would have won. What do you mean, could have been Shasik? He didn't have to say, in Shtar Malya, then he should have just been quiet. And had he been quiet, says Tosfos, he would have won the case. So over here, Rabbah holds Migul Lahoitzi Yaminan. So according to Tosfos, in Bav Metzia, that Beza Meral, Be'etzim Rabbah holds Migul Lahoitzi Yaminan. Why then is he chaylik with Rav Yosef in our sugya? It's because he has a Migul di Yibayi Shasak, and Migul di Yibayi Shasak is better than a regular Migul. Kveger, based on Tosfos, and Daf Kufta Zayin, and Aleph in Bav Metzia says that the Machloikis is goofa, whether Migul Lahoitzi Yaminan, Migul Lahoitzi Yaminan. Either way, this is the Shita Sarivam, which is very important. That Tosfos mentions here in Bava Basra Lamed Beis Amid Beis, that Tosfos mentions also in Bava Metzia that Beis Amid Alf. But I want to move now to the second Tosfos on the Yamin. Tosfos Dibra Maskel the Hilchasa Kavase the Rabbi Ba'ar. So after the Gemara brought the Machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef in the two cases, so the Gemara said Amr Avidi Barabin Hilchasa Kavase the Rabbi Ba'ar the Hilchasa Kavase the Rabbi Yosef Bezuzi. Rav Idi Barabin came and he was Machriya. He said Allah is like Rabbi Yosef when it comes to Zuzi, and the halacha is like Rabba when it comes to Aaron. He explained, Hilchasa Kavase Kirabba Ba'ara. Why? The Hechatekai Ma'ara take him. The Machzik has the Karka. Let him keep the Karka. Hilchasa Kavase Rabbi Yosef is Zuzi. The Hechatekai Mezuzi. Look at me. The Loiva has the money. Let the Loiva keep the money. We mentioned when we learned the Gemara that the Rashbam says that Rabbi Yidibar Abin is not paskining like Rabbi Ba'aron, like Rabbi Yosef Azuzi. But rather, Rabbi Yidibar Abin was not sure what the halach is. He was mesupik. And because he was a mesupik, so he said, what do? You just leave everything where it is. Right now, the machzik is sitting on the ara. You're going to keep the ara. Right now, the loiva is sitting with the money, so you're going to end up keeping the money. But it was because he was mesupik what the halach is, it's for that reason that he went about it the way he went about it. Tosfos brings the Pirush of the Rashbam, and he doesn't like the Rashbam's pshat. First, he says it's dachuk. For Oid, he says the lashon is not mashma that way. Because what's Rabbi Yidibar Rabin's lashon? Hilchasa kavase de Rabbi Ba'ara. The hilchasa kavase de Rabbi Yosef Azuzi. What does it sound like? We paskin like Rabbi here. We paskin like Rabbi Yosef there. It doesn't sound like he's mesopic. If he's mesopic, what would he have said? We're going to fearzach like Rabbi here, and we're going to fearzach like Rabbi Yosef there. It's not what he said. He said, we paskin. It sounds like he is being machri and halacha. That as it relates to the first shiloh, the halacha is like Rabbi. As it relates to the second shiloh, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. And it's a pella. How could you understand that? But I'll kupon him. It's not mashman like the Rashbam. So zogt Tosfos, what would be the hezber for Nira Luria, meaning Tosfos inside, the hainu time of the Hilchasa, the Arakirab, Ukrab Yosef, Azuzi, Mishum, the Amrinon, Migu, Lo Ukmi, Mamoina. The Islam lo ukmi ara becheskas mara dekaima hashta. You want to know pshat in Rav Yidibar Rabin? It's because Rav Yidibar Rabin held that what's the shaila over here between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef? The shaila is whether or not you have a amigo. What's it tally in whether or not you should have a amigo? migu lahaytzi aminan or migu lahaytzi lay aminan. The way the Rivam explained it, right in the beginning of the sugya, like Tosfos says it on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, like Tosfos says it in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph. What's playing out over here is whether we view this as a migu lahaytzi or whether we don't view this as a migu lahaytzi. Rav Idi Bar Abin held that as it relates to the zuzi, it's a migu lahaytzi, but as it relates to the ara, it's not a migu lahaytzi. Pirish Amilois, as it relates to the Zuzi, the Malva wants to schlep money out of the Loiva with a Migu. That's a quintessential textbook example of a Migu Loitzi. Migu Loitzi by Yamrinan. But as it relates to the Machsik wanting to keep the property that he's sitting in right now with a Migu, that's a Toysfis. Ravidi Barabin held is not a Migu Loitzi, that's a Migu Lahachsik. A Migu Lahachsik Yamrinan. Yeah, Toysfis? Tosfos literally, blatantly contradicted himself from one Tosfos to the other. Right, these two huge Shas Tosfosin that are here in Bava Basra Lamed Beis Amed Beis blatantly contradict each other. Right, in the top Tosfos said, Pshana Rabbi Yosef, why he holds you don't say Migos because the Migos lahoitzi. Aye, what about the case where the Machzik is in the Karka? Yeah, because he'd be Moitzi from the Marakama. And being Moitzi from the Marakama is Migos lahoitzi. And then Tosfos has a whole shtickle Torah, Hilchasik Avasi, the Rabbi Ba'ara. Why? Because that's a Migos lahachzik. Yeah, Rabbi Yosef is losing because that's Migul HaHitzi, but this is a Migul HaHachzik. How do you make the two Tosfos in Shtem? But it's Pashut, right? I think it's Pashut. I think it's Aleph Beis, not even Akasha. Tosfos in the first Tosfos is explaining Shitas Rabbi Yosef. Tosfos in the second Tosfos is explaining Shitas Rav Idi Barabin. Rabbi Yosef holds Migul HaHitzi Lo Yamrinan. And Rabbi Yosef holds that Sai the Malva being Moitzi Mamin from the Loiva, and Sai the Machzik being Moitzi the Ara from the Marakam, are both examples of Migul HaHitzi and Migul HaHitzi Lo Yamrinan. That is Shitas Rabbi Yosef. Gesunte, you're allowed to hold your Shita, Rabbi Yosef. Rav Idi Barabin Scholik. Rav Idi Barabin says, I'm maskim that in the case of the Malva schlepping money from the Loiva, that's a Migul LaHoitzi. But I'm Scholik. I hold that when the Machzik is keeping his piece of property, that's not a Migul LaHoitzi. I hold that's a Migul LaHachzik. Because let's be honest, he's the guy sitting on the piece of property. So I hold that's a Migul LaHachzik. I mean, that's a Migul LaHachzik. That's the why he came out the way he came out. In other words, Rabba holds, you always say Migul. Why do you always say Migul? Because either he doesn't hold of the whole Migul Haitzi business, or he holds it's a Migul Dibay Shasik. Migul Dibay Shasik is shining like Besser and Migul. Rabbi Yosef holds very much of Migul Haitzi Layamrinan. And even if it's a Migul Dibay Shasik, still Migul Haitzi Layamrinan. And he gladly held that both of these cases are both cases of Migul Haitzi. Rabbi Idi Baravin, according to the Ri, was a Kosov Ashlishi, a Machriya Beneim. He be'etzim agrees to Migul Haitzi Layamrinan. And he holds Migul HaHitzi Lo Yamrinan even when the Migul is a Migul Dibayu Shasek, stating that he's Chaylik with Rabbi Yosef in one prat. Whereas Rabbi Yosef held that the Machzik holding on to his piece of property is being Moitzi from the Marakama, that's where Rabbi Barabin's Chaylik, and he holds you're not being Moitzi, you're being Machzik. So I agree with Rabbi Yosef by Zuzi, because for sure the Malv is slapping out money, thus Hilchas HaKavasi the Rabbi Yosef is Zuzi, but when it comes to Ari, Hilchas HaKavasi the Rabbi Ba'ar, and Hilchas HaKavasi, I hold Halacha Lama, I'm a Supik like the Rashbam. I hold Halacha Lama because you're not being Moitzi Mamin, you're being Machzik. Why being Machzik? Because you're the one that's on the property. In other words, the machlokes Rav Yosef and Rav Idi Barabin. Chalik Rav Yosef and Rabba that the Rishonim deal with. But what's the machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rav Idi Barabin? That's a new machlokes. What's that machlokes? That machlokes is whether the machzik is considered a moitzi when he's trying to use this migu to take from the marakama, or whether he's considered a machzik when he's trying. What's the tzad? He should be a moitzi, because when it comes to karka, I thought there's no such thing as a machzik. You always go based on the marakam. What's the tzad? He should be a machzik? Now, let's be honest. The end of the day, he's being machzik. Right? That's what's going on in these tzitzis. That's pasha. This is like all the pshat of them. But Lameisa, the London, Reb Shmuel Yankiv, and all the greats of London, Reb Reuven Grzovsky, v'chulu, they're all very, very famuchet. Because at the end of the day, this top Tosfos that explained Rav Yosef, why Rav Yosef would hold that the Machzik is considered a Moitzi, is really based on Aleph Beis. It's based on the introduction to Cheskes Sabbatim. It sounds fancy to us, but the truth is, it's Pasha to the London. There's no Machzik when it comes to Karka. The Machzik is the Marakama. And if that's the case, if you're trying to take from the Marakama, you're for sure being Moitzi, which is what Tosfos said right at the top of the Yom. That is the Rivan. That's why Rav Yosef is considering this Migu, even in the case of the Machzik, in the case of the Ara, as being a Migu Lahoitzi. So if that's the case, what's Pshar Rav Idi Barabin? So Rav Idi Barabin has a whole different Shas. He holds that when it comes to karka, you could be considered the muchzik, and you don't go bust in the marakam. And that would be like the convenient way to explain this. But at the end of the day, the achroinim don't like it. And that's why, if you're going to learn this next level, as far as lamdas, you have to accept that kuli alma loy pligi, that avada, the muchzik, when it comes to ara, is the marakam. And that's pshat in the first toisvis. And if that's the case, tzorich iyun. What's pshat in shitas Rabbi Di Baram? Yeah, we chab the chilek, we chab the vark, and balabatish geret. I mean, if balabatish geret, we want to start at this. But balabatish geret, we can easily wrap this up right now and go to sleep. But the lamdim are not happy, and the lamdim really are starting here. Because at the end of the day, what Tosfos said on the top is poshut, because nobody can argue with that. The marakam is considered the muchzik, and if you're trying to take from the marakam, you could be sitting on this property from today till tomorrow. At the end of the day, you're a migul lahoitzi, and if you hold migul lahoitzi la mirin, which is shittas revi by rabbin, so what's pshan hilchas akavasi the rabbi bar? So I'll just tell you one vart. This comes from Reb Ruvain in Mesechtes Ksuvis, who says a davar nifla, and just with a tiny bit of an introduction. The introduction comes very much from the shiurim from Shmuel Yankiv. And that is as follows. If you ask the man on the street, why is it migul lahoitzi la mirin? This is the punchline. Why is it migul lahoitzi la mirin? I don't know, migul works. So why lahoitzi does it not work? So I think he would tell you, it's because when it comes to being moitzi mamin, zeklal gadol b'din, ha-moitzi mechaveri olav araya. You can just take money out of somebody. In hochem the mamin achar aroif, right? Muchzik, cheskes mamin. If somebody's holding on to something, it's his. And by the way, the lumdus is not even like, we have a suffix, but he's the muchzik, and Mimele gets to keep it. It's his because if you're holding on to something, there's no suffix. Yeah, if you're wearing the tie, it's your tie. And that's just the way you have a rive that it's yours. I mean, that guy's wearing it. It's his, right? This is just the way it is. That's the din muchzik. And migu is not enough to be moitzi from muchzik. That's for sure the posher way to understand it. Stating that, Rav Shmuel Yankiv said that Chabad Raya, for a Rashba, that's not the way it is. This Rashba is in a tshuva. It's short and it's fire. The Rashba over there was discussing the halacha of migul lahoitzi layam rino. Explains it a little bit and says the Rashba, you can ask me a kasha. We know hapesha asar, hapesha hiter, right? If someone asers and then he's matar, oh, it's what's known as a pesha asa pesha hiter. It is a migul. It's not a migul. It's similar to migul. There's a concept pesha asa pesha hiter. The Gemara says, "Ksubas chabezam and aleph." What's the makar to pesha asa pesha hiter? So the Gemara says, it says in the pasuk, "As biti nosati leish hazeh." When the man said, "As biti nosati leish," his daughter became also to all the ishes, became also to everybody in the world, because you don't know who the ish is. When he said hazeh, oh, now she's mutter to this person. How does he have a right to do that? He said it's biti nosati leish. So based on that, before he said the word hazeh, she's aser to this man. Now he said hazeh, all of a sudden she's mutter? Mechatesi. Oh, because he's the one who said oish. See, he's the menema to say hazeh. Biti nosati leish hazeh. Mikan, you learn pesha asa pesha. The freak the Rashba in a tshuva, and this is a chela gimel simen, shin nun gimel. He says, I don't understand. If migu lohoitzi is loyam rinon, then pesha asa pesha hitter lohoitzi also should be loyam rinon. So how could it be that after this person asered this man with a pesha aser, he could be mutter this man? That's a migul lahoitzi. Why is it a migul lahoitzi? Because you're being moitzi him from Isser. Or you're being moitzi her from Isser. So why is that not a migul? Zok de Rashba, nu, lava fuke mamishu. It's not mamish migul lahoitzi, says the Rashba. I hear the Rashba talking. He reads it on Durich. He says, but at the end of the day, that's not a real. Frank, Rav Shmuel Yankiv, this is migul lahoitzi. If the aside of migul lahoitzi is that muchzik and cheskes mamon is so fast that you can't be moitzi from a muchzik with a migul. What was the Rashba's havamino that is biti nasati leish hazeh should be a problem with migul lahoitzi? So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said it's muchach from here that the yisoid of migul lahoitzi has nothing to do with muchzik. It's not a din in muchzik. It's not the vart that muchzik is so fast that you can't take from a cheskes mamon. You can't take from a muchzik with a moitzi. It's not the nakuda. It's not the punchline. It could be in the world of Hamoitze Mechavei Olav Araya, Migu even is Araya. It's not in Akuda. It's not in Akuda. Could be it's Araya, Mamish. But Migu Lohoitze is still Loyam Rinan. And the reason is because the Yisoid of Migu Lohoitze Loyam Rinan is Migu works to maintain the status quo. Migu does not work to change the status quo. So Migu Lohoitze, you want to start being Mahapichtoi Lomas with a Migu? Can't do that. Lahachzik, to maintain the status quo, that's something you can do. To be mahapech the status quo, that's not something you could do. And that's why the Rashba had a little bit of a problem. The Rashba said, if you can't use a migu to be mahapech the status quo, then how do you understand every espiti nosati l'ishazeh? Why is that not a migu lahoitzi? If it's al cheskes moment, there's no cheskes moment, it's just a heter over there. What shaykh is? The teretz is because you're changing. It's not really a tushta. But the point is that the yisoid of migul ha'itzi lo yamrinan is not mitzad da alimus of muchzik. The yisoid of migul ha'itzi lo yamrinan is you can't use a migu to go ahead and change the status quo. So Shmuyakiv brings, shamati ledakdek bozeh mechocham echad. So I don't know who chocham echad is, but Shmuyakiv says that he heard a beautiful diktuk from a chocham echad. This is such a Rav Shmuyakiv diktuk. The Gemara says in the beginning of Shosh Anogaches Hapara, right? Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, Zudavrei Sumchas, the Amr Maman Amutu Basavi Chalkin. Aval Chachamim Oimrim, right? What do the Chachamim say? Ze Klal Godol Bedin, Hamoitze Mechaveri Oliver Ayo. So the Gemara says, Lamali the Maimer, Ze Klal Godol Bedin. Like, you know, we have to be so dramatic. I hear Sumchas, you don't agree with Sumchas, Ze Klal Godol Bedin, you know, you could say it without all the fire. Lamali the Maimer, Freit the Gemara, Ze Klal Godol Bedin. It sounds like it's coming to be Moisif something. The Gemara says, yeah, oh, it's Shainemo, it's coming to be Moisif. Number one, it's coming to be Moisif, even if the person trying to be Moitzi is a Bari, and the person trying to hold on for dear life is a Shema. And Namal, Bari Veshema, Bari Yadav. Zeklal Godol Bedin, even if you're a Bari, Bari's not going to work. HaMoitzi Mechaveri Alvarai. Or better, what would be if the Moitzi has a Roiv? Roiv always works. Achri Rabban Lahatis. Isa Kamon, Lesa Kamon. Zeklal Godol Bedin tells me that even Roiv is not going to work. In other words, the Gemara was trying to bring out, what's the Chiddush of Zeklal Godol Bedin? The Chiddush is that Cheskes Momin is so stark, it works even b'makim bari v'shema. It works even b'makim. So the Chacham Echatayinid, why didn't the Gemara say better? Why didn't the Gemara also say, Zeklal Godol Bedin is coming l'rabbis u'lechadish, that migu l'hoitzi lo yamina. That even though there's something called migu throughout Shas, or b'zeklal Godol Bedin, amoytze mechavei olavaraya, that you can't use a migu. You can't use a bari v'shema, you can't use a roi, right? Follow the pattern. Migu l'hoitzi also lo yamina. You can't use a migu. So Shmuyakiv said, the Chacham Echad said, it's a raya to this raid. That you say the migu l'hoitzi lo yamina has nothing to do with zeklal Godol Bedin, amoytze mechavei olavaraya. Could be in Hilchis raya, maybe even is a raya. That's not the word. The word is migu l'hoitzi lo yamina, you can't change status quo. But in as well. The side of Migul Hoitzi Lo Yamrinan has nothing to do with Zeklal Godol Bedin. That's a bitui in the power and the alimus of Muchzik. Migul Hoitzi Lo Yamrinan has nothing to do with Muchzik. The side of Migul Hoitzi Lo Yamrinan is he can't change the status quo. So said Rabbi Reuven Grzovsky, that's pshat. That's Pshan in the Ri. That's Pshan in Rav Idi Barabin. Avad Rav Idi Barabin is Moida to what Toys said on top of the Yom. That when it comes to Karka, you want to know who's the Muchzik. The Muchzik's always the Marakama. The Muchzik is not the person that's in the property. And you can't even make this a Machloikis Amiron because it's so posh. Because it's the Mavri to Cheskes Abatim. There's no question in the world who is the one that's considered the Muchzik when it comes to Ara. It's always going to be considered the Marakama. Aye, if that's the case, Vos Zok Rav Idi Barabin, Hilchus HaKavosid Rav Yosef, Hilchus HaKavosid Rav Ba'ara, and Hilchus like Tosfos says, B'Shem Deri, that it's Mamish Halacha L'Maisa, that says he holds Migul Hoitzi L'Yamrina, but here, being that the Machzik is being Machzik, so we don't see it as a Migul Hoitzi, we look at it as a Migul Hachzik. What do you mean it's not a Migul Hoitzi? You're taking it from the Marakama. Isn't that Migul Hoitzi? He said, Rav Reuven, if Migul Hoitzi L'Yamrina would mean, Zeklal Godol Bedin HaMoitzi Mechavei Alvarayo, that you can't be Moitzi from the Cheskes Mamon. Who has the Cheskes Mamon? The Marakama has the Cheskes Mamon. So that would be a Chesaron. But Migul Hoitzi L'Yamrina, like we're saying, has nothing to do with taking from the Muchzik. The Yisoid of Migul Hoitzi L'Yamrina is you can't change the status quo. Let's be honest. Who's on the property right now? The Machzik's on the property right now. If the Machzik's on the property, his Migul's not changing the status quo. It's maintaining the status quo. You're right. In Lomdis, you want to know where's the Muchzik? The Marakam is the Muchzik. Oh, but who's the status quo? The Machzik's on the property. Migul L'Hoitzi L'Yamrinan says you keep it the way it is. And as a result, this is not a Migul L'Hoitzi. This is a Migul L'Hachzik. If Migul L'Hoitzi L'Yamrinan was a din in Muchzik, it's a din in Zeklal Godol Bedin HaMoitzi Mechaveri Olav HaRaya, then you're gerecht. Then you can't dig Zeklal. what Tosfos said on the top of the Amud from the Rivan. The Marakam is the Muchzik. Oh, but if the Yisoid Amigul Hoitzik Lo Yamrinan is he can't change the status quo, I don't care who the Muchzik is, it's not a din in Muchzik. It's true by Yisav HaHetter, Kimavur by Raj B'chei L'Gimel. The Yisoid HaDavar is can't change the status quo. I'm not changing the status quo. The Machzik was on it, you continue to be on it. It's your field, you're a farmer, you work it, you do what you gotta do. B'chayrish B'shaz Charish B'zayrem B'shaz Riyah. The Machloikis from Rabbi Yosef Yidib HaRavin can it sign. Zogin the G'day there, Rosh Hashiva, is whether or not we view the Marakam as the Muchzik or the Machzik as the Muchzik. The Marakam is the Muchzik every day of the week. What then is the Shaila? In this Nusach, the Shaila is more of a Migula Hoitzi than a Shaila. Is Migula Hoitzi Layam Ninon that you can't take from the Muchzik? By the way, the Ktsois in many places says Mefurish. Migula Hoitzi Layam Ninon is not like the Rosh Hashivas are saying. Migula Hoitzi Layam Ninon is based on the fact that Zek Klal Godol Bedina, Moitzi Mechavei Olav Arayu. And just like Bari Veshema can't be Moitzi from a Muchzik, and just like Rav can't be Moitzi from a Muchzik, Migul can't be Moitzi from a Muchzik. And that's Shitas Rabbi Yosef in our Sugya. That's the Rivam, that's the first Tosfos on the Yomid. That says the Machzik using a Migul would be a Migul Hoitzi. Rabbi Di Barabin was Chaylik. The reason Rabbi Di Barabin was Chaylik is not because he saw the Muchzik in character differently, but it's because he held that Migul Hoitzi is not a din in Muchzik. Rather, it's a din and not changing the status quo.